You're listening to your terrible podcast.
Hey, podcast.
You are listening to your podcast.
You are listening to the Tableau podcast.
Hey guys, this is Tableau.
Hey guys.
Hey guys. You know, despite what I'm usually like on the podcast, yeah, I'm kind of like animated when I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Like I get very passionate about things that are like, that don't require any passion at all. What I'm like normally is… No? Okay, Diane's already giving me the weird eye. She's like… You're like that in real
you're
life.
You're pretty similar energy whenever I interact with you.
I am
with the
okay,
cameras
I
off.
Am exactly what I'm like.
Yeah.
But I must say, I have calmed down a lot.
Since?
Like…
Half an hour ago?
No, since like…
Oh.
What I was like before, maybe.
Before? What do you mean? What's
no,
the
I have
timeline?
Like… I've become very… How should I say this? Very chill compared to before. Like when I was in my like early 20s, oh my God. I was just too intense. But I've realized that I'm finally able to keep my cool in almost every situation. In situations of great drama or dilemma. And my life has quite a few of them and they're frequent. But when… So I used to panic a little bit, which would make me aggressive. Also sometimes make me make decisions that are based on emotion. But what's happened in the last like couple years… and is very noticeable now that people are pointing it out to me, is I've mastered keeping a cool head in situations of immense dilemma. First thing I realized, and I actually I taught this to Haru recently. So, you know, Haru's she's a child, right? She's a kid. So she'll get like riled up or emotional or she'll sometimes, you know, get like… she'll get really sad because of something that may to adults seem trivial, right? But to her, it's like an immense… you know, it's a huge dilemma. So she'll like… You know, she's a child, so she'll panic. And I explained to her… you know, it's a totally okay to cry. It's totally okay to be angry. It's totally okay to be, to feel like incredible frustration or that, you know, you can't figure this out and just go nuts, right? That's fine. It's perfectly human because that's what being human is. You're supposed to be emotional. And there's nothing wrong with it. And if anyone tells you that there's something wrong with it, then, you know, they're wrong. But I am going to tell you that it doesn't actually solve the problem. The problem will be waiting for you after your emotions calm down, right? So if solving the problem as soon as possible is what's at hand, sometimes it's better to put your emotions to the side for a second and solve this problem first, and you will realize that you're better at solving the problem because your brain will be able to function. Well, I didn't explain it in this complicated way.
Haru's already left the room. She already walked out. She got over it like 10 yeah. minutes ago. On her own.
This whole speech was me to an empty chair. I'm delusional, guys.
Her switch is already broken in half.
She's just gone. She's already like… She's already got… gotten in the car with her mom and they've left.
Yeah, because your wife was like, you know,
they sold the house
ice cream
that I'm still in.
Oh.
Another family has moved in already as I'm finishing this speech.
A different child is staring back at you.
They're like, who is this person? And her dad is like, don't, just wait. Just wait because the police are coming. Anyways, so I explained to her in a way that she would get. And she was like, what was interesting? She's like, I totally understand. And then… yeah, and she is now sort of able to control her emotions. Which is interesting that I'm teaching her this stuff. Because I am very, very, very emotional.
You're a Cancer.
Yeah, I well, not because of that. But I just am. And while it benefits me when I do my work… Because my work involves being emotional, right? Or understanding people's emotions. It doesn't benefit me when I have to make decisions, right? And often I will make a decision knowing that I will regret this decision. But I won't be able to defeat my emotion. And I'll be like, I'll do it to spite myself. Right? And anyways, what I'm saying is, as I grew older, I think the first thing I decided to let go of is like, first of all, I have no ego anymore. Like, I think I dropped ego maybe like, I don't know, maybe like 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago. Like, I
while you're out walking.
Like, I have absolutely no ego. Yeah, while I was out
walking. You're like, I'm like, what is, you do, like, when you find old receipts in your pocket?
This shit is so heavy. No, but like, literally, I don't know if it's noticeable to people, but I don't make any decision or any, I don't have any need or want based on ego. Like, I'm not saying that I'm a humble guy or whatever, right? Because the minute I say it, I'm super humble. I'm the most humble person I know. The minute I say it, it makes no sense. But I'm not trying to say that I'm humble. But I don't have I don't have a dilemma with ego. Like, it's just never played a part in. Actually, I think that's just the way I've been since I was a kid. Like, it just never occurred to me that it was important. The second problem was my emotions, right? And quite often they will lead me in directions that I don't want to go. But at the moment, it might feel right. And I'm sure that the people I work with, like my members, probably, if there was one thing that they had to say about me, they would say that I'm too emotional, right? Because I am. And quite often, my passion will seem to people as pure emotion. When I might just be passionate about something, even that will look like emotion, right? So that was something that I really wanted to learn to control. And I'm not saying that I'm 100% there, but I have been making decisions recently where like my wife would point out to me, she would be like, that was pretty amazing how you just handled that situation. And that's when I realize how awesome I am.
Oh, Jesus. And then you start crying about
I just had to make that
you're
joke.
Like
okay, I just had to, but that's not what I mean. Like, so when she pointed it out is when I realized that maybe I'm learning now, finally, to be able to keep a cool head and to make rational decisions, right? And to make certain decisions without having my emotions involved. And I gotta tell you, it won't always lead to better results. but there's less of a chance that it will lead to a bad one. And this is my testimonial.
Oh.
Okay, guys. Bye.
We're
done.
You're not done.
We're done because
you're
the
crying.
longer I talk, the more emotional I get.
Oh.
That's the trick. That's trick one.
Yeah.
Keep what you have to say short.
Did you ever throw tantrums when you were a kid?
No.
Were you that kid who threw tantrums?
I was one of those kids that just went into like the room and cried.
Oh, I did that. That was me too.
My brother was the one that, you know, I have an older brother. And usually if you have an older brother and he's the one that gets angry a lot, you have to stay quiet or you become the target.
Mm.
Right? You get a smack,
mm-hmm.
like across the head.
Yeah.
So I was always, you know, I had to be kind of quiet at home.
Really?
Which actually was the reason why I was like, I became kind of loud outside of the home because it was the only time I could actually like speak out my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I became very outspoken. But I never threw tantrums.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think it's just they never learned like at any point in their lives that that's not the way to get what you want?
No, I think it's because they always got what they want by doing that. And no one ever said like, hey, cut that out.
Okay. See, but I think a lot of parents.
Yeah.
I think they miss… Okay. You know when they say like, don't give your kid everything they want because it'll like ruin them? Okay. I think there's a difference between that and don't give everything your kid wants… whenever they throw a fit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll ruin them. I think there's a difference. Okay. The latter is probably true. But I don't think the two should be confused. Because a lot of parents also go the other extreme. And they're like, don't give the kid anything they want. And that's not the way to go. But you have to, I guess… Well, I'm not the master of parenting. I've only parented one kid. But usually you have to teach them that there is a way to get what you want or need without doing that. There are other ways to do it, like asking or by proving you deserve it. You know, there's just other ways to do it mm-hmm. without throwing a tantrum. And when adults… You know, when they ask for things with tantrums, do you think it's because that's… Like, do you think it has something to do with like when they were kids?
Yeah, I'm sure it's something… Some sense of like entitlement. Maybe they were like raised with the whole like… No, you deserve that. Even though you've done nothing to get it. Or like… Hey, you need to understand there were other circumstances at play that stopped you from getting what you wanted. And it's outside of everyone's control. Like you need to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they just never were forced to like accept that. Like, no, like demand what you want. Like blah, 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 blah.
Man, it's weird when you're in a room and like an adult is throwing a tantrum.
It's awkward.
Dude, it's really weird.
It's my favorite thing to watch for sure.
It's my favorite.
But it is awkward.
It's my favorite thing to watch from at least two tables away.
Yeah.
But when I'm the one at the table.
Yeah.
With this person.
Oh, are you thinking of someone in particular?
Well,
throwing
it is not entertaining.
Oh,
right?
Because yeah. It's embarrassing.
Like, yeah, it's really embarrassing. But I've seen… Okay, like what I hate the most is when… Well, I don't like people who are rude to like at a restaurant when they're ordering.
That is the biggest red flag.
Yeah. It just drives me insane, right?
Yeah.
And the minute I see it, that will probably be the last time I see this person. But sometimes there are people that like throw tantrums in the restaurant, right? Like over literally nothing. The steak they ordered like medium rare or something and it came like medium well, right? And they'll throw a… Like I can understand if you complain, or say I asked for a medium rare, can I get it done again, right? I will understand up to that point. But if you're like going ballistic because of this steak, oh my God, that is just…
Have you seen that infamous clip of that woman in the Apple store?
No.
Where she's like standing with a baby carriage, a stroller. Mm-hmm. And it's just her in the middle. And it's her just screaming, Apple Care told me! And then it cuts.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
It's literally like her like shaking, furious. It's like clearly like a,
I don't
like
know
a mom.
What?
Suburban mom. And she was just like, Apple Care told me!
Let's try to imagine what the end of that sentence was, right? For someone to be that mad…
Shrill.
It's gotta be like, Apple Care told me to go f*** myself! And then my family is worthless.
Yeah.
If that was the sentence…
I have to look up the
context. I'll understand.
Yeah.
Right? But what can Apple Care possibly tell you to drive you that crazy though?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's literally called Apple Store Meltdown. And it was a huge vine.
Apple Care told me… They will destroy my house.
I'm
going to
quickly play the sound for you.
Ruin my…
Oh my God. Please. Come on.
Literally, that's the end of the sentence though? Like they don't…
Hold on.
There's no clip after that? I really want to know what the end of that sentence was. What did she say?
Oh, I guess it wasn't Apple Care told me. It was…
Get her what?
Get the part. Whatever she's talking about, get the part. And then she slams her hand on the handle of her baby stroller.
What part do you think Apple Care told her that she can get?
And also, how important is the part?
Do you think… What?
Apple Care told me.
What part do you think it is? I really need to know.
It was written by… an article was even written by Complex.com back in 2013.
Trying to figure out the situation?
Yeah. Somebody says like, oh, it happened at the Grove in Los Angeles.
Oh, L.A. Oh,
Hollywood.
Was it on the second floor or the first floor?
Well, this is Apple Store. So
in,
it was…
At the Grove.
Yeah, it was like the outside, you know.
What happened though?
Somebody said like nobody really… I guess understood exactly what she's talking about, but they were like, it must have been about like a MacBook issue, like for a computer or something. Maybe she wrote, you know, maybe she wrote the greatest screenplay of all time and she needs that part to get that file.
Let's look at two sides of this.
Okay.
Okay. The first side is that she's just, you know, she's just crazy and entitled or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Too easily angered or whatever. The other side is she might be having like a series of really bad days for like the last 8 years. Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe she bought, like she saved up, bought a computer and like the computer came without a motherboard.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe something is totally messed up. And she asked for a refund. They wouldn't give it. And she had to go through like 18 different calls a day and wouldn't do it. She came to the store. She wanted the thing. And they're like, we can't help you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which has literally, well, not entirely to the T happened to me, but something similar has happened to me a couple times, right?
Yeah.
But let's say on top of this, she's just having a really difficult time in her life. And she's got her baby there and like it's really hot outside and she had to wait and they're just not helping her, right?
Yeah. So I
it
just
could be understandable.
I just read the article and it was they interviewed the woman who legit took the video and
my
was there.
God. Complex is on their investigative journalism.
Well, and according to this lady, she was like when she arrived that they were already in the middle of like the argument.
Mm-hmm.
It was like between a staff member and her, but it wasn't so much an argument.
So between a genius and her.
Yes.
Yes.
Genius.
Welcome
to the genius table. Welcome for
genius.
You.
He's a genius. She's a genius. We are geniuses.
We're genii.
We're genius I.
And so But apparently, like, it wasn't so much an argument. It was literally just woman getting more and more agitated by the like the calm response. She didn't hear, but she was saying, like, it clearly seemed like she was, like, trying to get something. And she felt like she was being, like, potentially, like, overlooked, or she didn't want to wait for something. Because, like, clearly if she was told that she could get a part, the store clearly told her, like, you can't get this part here. Probably because it's literally the Apple store at the Grove, which is one of the most heavily trafficked, like, foot traffic places ever in this in that city. So I would not be surprised if parts run out very easily.
So she was mad. But maybe she went to like 17 different stores.
I have no idea. But even in the case, it's like at that point when a staff member is calmly telling you, like, there's literally like, that does suck. We agree with you, but we literally, we, there's nothing we can do. There's, we're not withholding a magical solution, you know, from you. So it's one of those things where it's like, it sucks for them too, because clearly they've upset a customer. Like, that doesn't make them look good or make their day.
I remember, so I did tell you, did I tell you that one time where like my friends, you know, at the Apple store, like my friend's computer like came back with no memory chips?
No.
I definitely said it.
I don't remember then.
Well, anyways, there was this one time where my friend like makyod, you know, like took his computer in because it wasn't working properly. They said they fixed it. He got the computer back and it wouldn't load. And then he opened it up and all the RAM chips were missing. So, of course, so it's basically they gave us a shell of a computer. It's like they took my friend for like a couple weeks, brought my friend back, but his soul was gone.
And I thought you could say brain, but his soul.
His soul was gone. And like just an empty husk of a man standing before us. And we're like, Kevin, you all right?
It's like, why does your face look like an Apple loading page?
You know what I mean? Like just that umbrella of death.
Oh, the rainbow circle.
Anyways, I went ballistic.
On his behalf?
Not that ballistic. But like my friend was talking to them, but my friend was too mild-mannered. So you could totally hear this person taking advantage of it. Right? And be like, hey, like, we don't, you took it and you should have checked at the store. And that's when I was like, give me the phone. I was grabbing the baton to do the last 100 meters. In a relay, I grabbed the phone and I'm like, are you kidding me? And then got into a fight. Eventually, they not only replaced this, well, they replaced his chips, but they apologized and everything. But anyways, I was like, why wait until it gets to that level to be civil about this? Anyways, I went just almost that ballistic. Because they took the soul of my friend's computer that I was bumming off of to make music.
I don't think I've ever gotten like I guess that wasn't public, right? Because you guys were on the phone. So maybe you were home or something when you're on the phone?
Yeah, it was phone.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying, like, I don't think I've ever gotten like that angry at like an interaction like that in public, except for like one time when I screamed at a kid on the bus.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
It's it was like a, because like where I'm from, there's no like school bus. You just take the city bus and it's like, you know, at 3:40 when the bell rings, it's mostly kids in there going home kind of a thing. So all the like all different grades like in high school are riding that bus. And every day after school, we had to deal this one kid who was like a freshman when I was a senior, who would just talk so loud from the back of the bus, but like about like really whack.
Like that shouldn't be
like
spoken that loud in public or at all.
Like blatantly harassing some of the girls that were on the bus, like with us and stuff. Like,
put me in the bus with this kid.
Yeah. Like in a way where I was like, yo, that is like literally not okay to like talk to people. Not one, talk to anybody like that, but two, nonetheless, like publicly, like in front of. Like it wouldn't even be that they're addressing that person. They would be talking about that person with their friends, like loudly.
Which is even worse.
And so it kept happening. And like, I literally was like a ticking time bomb where like most of the school year had passed dealing with this kid.
And you're just like, today's the…
I literally like turned to her and I was like, I'm just waiting for him to say the one thing where everyone on the bus can understand
that
why I would like go ballistic.
Yeah.
Cause so far, you know, maybe if I like go nuts on him, like everybody, some people would be like, no, you know what? Like it, like we get why, but like it wasn't that bad. So I was like waiting. So, you know, the whole like, give me a reason. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for a reason. So like I would do that thing where, you know, like one headphone was down, just like kind of waiting for him to say something really messed up. I can't remember what it was he said that finally that I literally was like, okay. But I remember that day especially, I wasn't like the only one feeling aggravated. I looked around and multiple people were having a problem with this. Like they all kept like looking back and
so
like,
someone needed to do this.
Being like, what the f-? I literally like leaped up from my seat like in the middle of the bus, right?
Like
gripping like both seats to like look at him. And I literally was like, yo, I don't know who the hell you live with at home, but I'm about to go with you right now so I can have a conversation with them to see if that's how you talk at home, like you talk in here.
Dude, you were and super nice.
Huh?
You were super nice about
it. Oh, no, I don't want
to… But you didn't say it
in
this way.
I don't want to cuss. But that was like the gist of it.
Okay.
But like I literally…
You don't want to cuss, but you've cussed so many times on this podcast.
Yeah, well, but not like…
Anyways, okay.
Not in that way.
But way, way more angry than this.
He… kind of started laughing and then that got me angrier.
Yes.
At that point, one of my guy friends also started like backing me up because they were like, dude, that's even more f***ed up that like you're laughing right now. We know it's because you're nervous and you know you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
And so like this is… You're coming off pathetic now.
Uh-huh.
And then I think he got really quiet and then he was just like, sorry. Like, sorry. Like, blah, blah, blah.
I get it.
Yeah. It was driving me nuts.
And… You may have done a huge service for mankind if this guy stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Right? Honestly. Yeah. Quite often, people are too chill, so they'll just ignore these situations. And that's not doing a service to this person, right? Because this person is not going to learn, not going to have the opportunity to learn.
Yeah.
If everyone on the bus just let him do that.
Yeah.
Until they graduated.
Yeah.
Then this guy would go on to the next place thinking that that's okay. You know how you said when you were on that bus though. Like you waited. Right?
Yeah.
Like days and days. And then even on the day that you went ballistic. You waited until he hit that last button basically.
Yeah.
You know, so you let it… So you waited until it hit that stage. And what I'm saying… What I wanted to say about that is… I think you did the right thing to wait. Because wouldn't it be great if we were all able to solve situations like that with civil discourse?
Yeah.
But quite often… some people just don't listen until you are yelling.
That is true. And also sometimes people like me kind of just want the fight.
Well, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, you will ask nicely, can you please not do this? And they won't listen. They'll laugh. Then you ask again nicely. You ask again nicely. And then it comes to that point where you realize you got to get up from your seat. And really call them out in front of everyone. Or they just won't listen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the kid might have just listened to you. Because maybe it was the embarrassment of, you know, having everyone watch this thing.
Embarrassment is important.
Yeah. But even if it's because out of embarrassment, right? Even if he didn't learn like the true nature of why he needs to stop doing that. Like even if it was embarrassment, I mean, that's not the ideal thing. It would be great if he was able to figure out like what he was doing wrong. But sometimes, unfortunately, that's the best one can hope for, right? To stop that situation. I mean, if somebody goes from 0 to 100 without the, you know, 1 to 99,
mm-hmm.
I actually am against that.
Yeah.
I am against going to like the possible extreme to get something into someone's head without going through, without at least first trying
giving them the opportunity.
Yeah, or giving them a hint.
Yeah.
Right? Because that will backfire on you.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, what the hell, dude? I was just kidding. Like, I was just joking around. You don't have to scream at me. Right?
Yeah.
They'll say that even if you did give them a hint or 100. But at least you can say, I tried telling you in a civil way.
Yeah.
Many times, but you won't listen. And if this is what it takes, then I'm going to have to go there or someone else will. Right? Someone's going to have to. Because this is not… this is not acceptable.
Oh yeah. Also, just wait for a witness.
Wait for people on a bus.
Yeah. Wait for a witness that like will back you up.
But… back to what I was saying about keeping a cool head. Because we actually spent more time talking about the exact opposite. Also, I am now very skilled at picking up where it won't, where like when it won't matter.
You got that noomchi?
Do you know what I mean? No, like, oh. What I mean is I'll be faced with a situation.
Yeah.
Where I'll know whether or not calling them out will even help. And when I realize very quickly that in certain situations it won't. Like, it won't even get through to them. I will just take myself out of that situation without furthering the conversation, right? Because the only thing that can happen here is a bigger negative at this point. Case in point. So, two different examples. So, this one time I was in Canada and this person… so, I was with… I don't know if I've mentioned this before in the racism episode, but… this one time I was with Two Cuts and, you know, Korean staff. And this middle-aged white person was like, don't speak Korean.
Oh, yeah.
I did mention this, right?
Was it during tour?
Yeah, it was during tour. And that was immediately in that like half a second, I was like, okay, I've experienced this multiple times in my life. There's two things I can do. I can either just get up and leave, or I can confront him and because it needs to get, like, even if he doesn't realize anything, like, he needs to feel that a negative response is going to return if he does this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I decided right there that I needed to not because of emotion, not for my satisfaction. It was also attacking somebody that was not able to stand up for herself. So
yeah.
I just right away said to him, like, no. Why should they stop speaking their language? Right? Maybe you should… it's not their fault that you can't understand it. Right?
Also, you weren't invited to the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, when I sort of blew up at him, he fought back at first, but then just took a step back eventually, right? I'm not saying this person is, this middle-aged man is going to go home and be like, I learned a lesson today.
I love K-pop now.
Like, I should not be racist.
Yeah.
Because he also said it in a very… he didn't just like say, please speak English. It was just done in the like most obvious way possible.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that he doesn't like conflict. Right? Because the minute I turned it into a conflict, he backed down. Right?
Did he assume that none of the people he was addressing could speak English?
No, he knew I was speaking English because he heard me.
Okay.
But that's ironic because he started this conflict. But the minute it became a conflict on both sides, like when something was returned, like the conflict returned to him, he backed out. Right? So as soon as I knew that he was backing down, like I knew that this guy doesn't really like conflict. So maybe he'll think twice before he creates one, right? From now on. But other situations, like for example, when someone cut in line at Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
I mentioned before.
This is becoming like a clip reel for this episode.
I know that confronting it will not change this situation and will probably result in a TikTok video with me, you know, one-on-one-ing with a mom at Disneyland, which is I guarantee you will get like 10 million views right away. Right?
Let's do it just right imagine now. Let's do it right now.
Just imagine the title.
Promise?
Tableau fights mom. Moms. Tableau goes UFC with mom at Disneyland. It has all the keywords in there that you need. All the tags you need for a 10 million viral video.
Hashtag frozen.
But I also knew like at that moment like this will disrupt all happiness. We'll just suck all happiness out of this day. Right? And we'll end up hurting my daughter's day. Right? So I will… But it's that split second. And it's not enough time for you to really think this out. But I'm saying if you really think about it, everyone does think it out in that millisecond. Should I? Or should I not? Right? And that's when you have to not let your emotion enter. It's that split second. And I'm certain there are people that went fist first.
Yeah.
Right? And they're not… On a normal like day-to-day basis, they're not people that would throw a fist. But at that moment, they let an emotion take over. And they may have thrown a fist when they shouldn't have. And sometimes somebody will not throw a fist when they should. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When it's necessary. And it's really hard to master that. And I haven't. But definitely with time and age, like… And I don't want to call it maturity because like I wouldn't say I'm mature, but it is a skill. Like keeping a cool head under stressful situations is a skill that you can actually develop. Like you can, that you have to actually, it's like a muscle that you have to actually work out. And for you to be able to get real life practice, unfortunately, you have to be in a lot of stressful situations.
Yeah, because but, I had a friend who like gave up really easily under the teeniest bit of like sense of panic.
Mm-hmm.
Because we used to live in LA and parking is, you know, really rough.
Yeah, parking or, like, is like a impossible. Nightmare.
And we decided to go to a restaurant that happened to be in a pretty like popular area. So parking was getting rough, but she kept like driving too fast to even like be able to get a spot, even if we saw it.
Because you would drive past.
Yeah. So I kept being like, you need to slow down. Like you miss a spot. You miss a spot. She's like, I can't do this. Let's just go back home. I'm like,
what?
Yeah. She said like, I'm like, this is stressing me out. I don't even want to go to dinner anymore. Like I want to go home. And I was like, you're literally being ridiculous. Just slow down and we will get a spot. I saw many. You're going to be okay. And she was like, I don't know, like honestly, like this is really stressful. And
so
I was
she
like,
will just give up she gave up on the entire dinner just because of a parking space?
Yeah. But like I know multiple people like that. Where they're just like, I don't even want to do this anymore. And I'm like,
I can understand
my God.
Going to another place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But going home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stress inducing for the other person.
Yeah, I was stressed out. I was like, I can drive your car. I'm more than okay with the situation right now.
Yeah.
Like, get valet. Like, relax.
Like, panic really does not help.
Mm-mm.
In any… I can't imagine a single situation where panic helps. Except for when zombies or vampires are coming at you.
You need adrenaline in those cases.
Yeah, like you need to… Like, you can't help but panic if a werewolf is like appearing right in front of your eyes. But other than those like fantastical situations, I can't like, can we name a single like moment where panic helps?
Only for adrenaline.
Yeah. Other than that, like,
yeah.
I can't understand a simple, like, it's much better solving the situation or solving the conflict or facing the conflict first, solve the situation, and then get really pissed off on the ride back home.
Yeah.
Which is something I do.
That is, yeah.
Like, I will…
Very relatable.
I will solve the situation, get in the car, and I'll be like, oh my God! Did you see that? Oh my God, I was like… I had to like fight to hold it in.
Yeah.
That is much better.
More cathartic.
Yeah. Much better than being in handcuffs at Disneyland.
That's like a… Do you know… Have you ever seen Workaholics?
The movie?
No, the show Workaholics.
What is it?
It's like a comedy.
Who's in it?
Adam Devine, Blake Griffin?
Is it on Netflix?
Maybe not anymore. But anyway, there's a scene where one of the characters falls from a tree and the rope accidentally ties around his neck.
What rope? That they were climbing the tree.
Yeah,
with?
they were like waiting to lasso someone or something. But they fall and it causes them to accidentally choke on like a rope. And their two friends see and they run, right? And they're like really, they like calm down. They like figure and they like untie him, get him down. And then he's like, just like, and then everybody starts calming down because, you know, he's okay. But then all of a sudden he does what you say where like right when things calm down, you know you're okay. He starts going, I almost died. I almost died. And he's like, oh my God.
Well, thank God he almost died.
Yeah.
Did you see
I almost died.
This reminds me of a video that I saw recently. I don't know if you've seen it.
Okay.
A bear appeared on a… So like it was like somewhere in Europe, I think. Like this dad and it, or was it like Spain or Italy? I don't know.
Which is in Europe, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I can't remember the exact place.
Yeah.
But it was this dad and his son. They were like on a trek. Like just on like… You know, like a mountain or something. And then a bear appears. Okay? Like right behind this kid.
Yeah.
Apparently this kid had… Oh, someone's seen it. Okay. Apparently this kid… I don't know if this story is true. But apparently this kid had seen something on TV. Where you need to keep your calm. And just quietly, slowly walk away. And the bear will not attack you. Right? Mm-hmm. So this is what this kid does. And the fact that I can see this is his dad calmly was videotaping this entire thing. Okay. This would… If I did that, I would get a smack on the back of my head.
Okay, my wife it's like, are
would
you
be
kidding?
Like, you thought to shoot a video in this situation. But anyways, the dad's super calm as well.
Yeah.
And like telling him in a very quiet voice what to do.
Yeah.
And this kid calmly gets to his dad. And the bear just goes away.
Yeah.
Right? It's a life and death situation. And then I saw this video and I'm like… Oh my God. The power of calm. Right? The power of keeping cool. But if I imagine if I was in that situation. And a humongous like grizzly bear just pops up like 3 meters away from me. Would I be able to do that? And with the person, with my members who are probably going to be shooting a video, right? Definitely going to be shooting a video so they can use it for whatever last video, music video I'm going to be in.
Yeah.
But would they be able to keep their calm? And I'm not sure. But this kid was able to keep his calm. And this dad, of course, I don't agree that he should have been shooting a video, but… This dad was able to keep his calm when his son was in danger. Anyways, what I'm saying is… On a minor scale, every day we run into a bear. Just appearing out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We were just hiking, just listening to Spotify, listening to the nature playlist, walking… And a bear comes out. Okay. And that's what we are like in every, like in our job, at our jobs, in life in general, right? Bears pop out of everywhere. And when that happens, most often we will panic and the bear will eat us.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next day you have to start again. And I'm saying bear in a metaphorical sense.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just in case you guys really think I'm talking about literal bears popping up everywhere, okay?
Yes.
But if we're able to keep our calm, our coolness in that moment, every moment that a bear pops up, it's the difference between death and a viral video.
Woo, 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 woo. 10 million TikTok.
Going 10
Let's
million
go.
Views.
Let's go.
Cash in the bank.
Hashtag
YouTube
frozen.
Money.
Hashtag
going
Disneyland.
Straight
Hashtag
to your
Disneyland.
Account. Going straight to your account, okay? Okay? Epic High YouTube channel. Subscribe. How hard is it for you to subscribe? We're still at like 20% subscribed from all the views. Why are you guys all watching and not subscribing? I don't get it. Subscribe. But anyways, you know what I'm…
Yes.
We gotta be able to keep our calm when these bears pop up. Speaking of bears, do pandas kill people? Do they eat people?
알아요? 혹시? Well, I don't think so, brother. I don't know why I said that. do pandas attack? Now that's a title.
No. Do pandas eat people?
Eat people?
Because
giant panda attacks on human are rare, especially by those bred in cities. Well, yeah.
Well, of course.
Well, duh.
I mean, lions bred in captivity.
Yeah.
Are often.
Oh, they will bite you.
Which will kill you.
It says, no matter how many adorable videos you've seen of pandas, don't approach a giant panda in the wild. They have strong grips and can deliver powerful bites that are strong enough to harm a human leg. Okay.
By that, they mean it will kill you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Confirmed. Pandas will fuck you up. Okay? Don't be fooled by their cuteness.
Yeah.
Okay, it will be a cute death. But
you're going to get your leg bitten off and you're going to be like, "Oh, ow, oh. Oh, ow." Aw.
Look at my arm in his mouth.
20 million views.
That's at least 200 million views.
Yeah.
If it doesn't go viral to like at least 200 million, it makes no sense.
What was the point in getting your leg bitten off? None.
Yeah. Well, pandas will… Yeah. Don't be fooled by pandas.
Yeah.
I really wanted to know that though.
Yeah.
Because it would be weird if pandas for some reason out of all the bears was like nice and wouldn't bite your leg.
Oh, okay. Well… Even if they attack you, apparently like their stomachs just aren't capable of digesting a lot of meat. So like they don't want to really eat you. But they will hurt you if you annoy them enough.
Well, let's say a panda attacked me and bit my neck.
Okay.
God forbid.
Okay.
Right? I don't think I will care what he does with me after that. Whether or not he…
He, whether he has a little bit of you or
like,
a lot of you…
It will not matter to me at that point whether or not he finishes me. Okay? I think the fact that he will bite you alone is enough. Because I'm sure he's got bear teeth though. Right? It's not like he has rounded teeth that are like made of…
He has a puncture through
gummy
hard
bears.
Bamboo.
Yeah. And we all know bones are just like bamboos except they're white.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys for joining me today. I'll be back next week. Bye.